Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you No One But You, a Silver Springs novel by Brenda Novak, performed by Veronica Worthington. 1. The century-old farmhouse looked haunted. Sadie Harris wasn't particularly superstitious, but knowing two people had been murdered in an upstairs bedroom of this isolated white clobbered home didn't make her eager to work here. She parked outside the gate and sat in her car, engine off, angling her head to see through the passenger window. Dawson Reed, who'd placed the newspaper ad she'd responded to, was out of jail, all right. A pickup truck that didn't appear to be in much better shape than the rattle-trap Chevy El Camino her mother's brother left her when he died 3 months ago sat in the drive. Not only that, the 2x4s that had blocked the doors and windows of the house for the past 12 months had been pried away. Some of the weeds had been trimmed in front, and the mailbox had been straightened and reinforced. But Dawson hadn't been home long enough to get around to everything that needed tending to. What with the vandalism that had occurred in his absence, and the deferred maintenance that went along with having a house sit empty for so long, he had his work cut out for him. She wondered what he had to be thinking, now that he'd returned to Silver Springs. After a year spent fighting for his freedom, he'd narrowly escaped a verdict that would have landed him on death row. But he couldn't be too excited to rejoin this small community. Regardless of what the jury said, he was guilty in the minds of all those who lived around here. Sadie frowned as her eyes traced the graffiti that was still on the house. Someone had spray-painted the word murderer on the wood siding above the porch, in letters large enough to be read from the highway a quarter mile away.